It's 8:03 Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. All right, I got to check something out here. Hold on. Since I'm officially subbing or ostensibly subbing, I have to create a whole new playlist. Anyway, medical mistakes claim tens of thousands a year, tens of thousands of lives a year. Help reduce your risk. Visit www.ahrq.gov. This is a message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AHRQ, the Ad Council, and the Healthy Skeptics here at WMFO in Medford. Anyway. Okay, hopefully I didn't mess that up too bad. Okay. What I play in that first hour, of course. Well, let's see. All right, I can go over to... You just heard. If you want to see what I played in that last hour, because I already sealed up the playlist, all you got to do is go to the Desperate Hours on WMFO Facebook page. I'll bring up the playlist and play it. Hold on a minute. Let's see. Oh boy. Here we go. Schedule. This ought to get me a dynamite. This ought to get me a dynamite review. Anyway, let me tell you what I just played. Here we go. You just heard the Birds of Paradise do Bossa Blue, track off the compilation Twist and Rumble. Off of Twist and Rumble, originally released on the Newman label, 1966. The Bourbons before that did Of Old Approximately, originally released on the Royal Family Records label, 1967. I Got Off Highs in the Mid-60s, Volume 11. Before that, the Mystery Men did I've Got a Feeling. I got it off the compilation You Treated Me Bad, originally released on the Seva label in 1966. That's C-E-V-A. Before that, Sands of Time did Red Light from Pebbles, Volume 16, originally released in the Sterling Award Records label, 1967, and the Trogs kicked off the last set of the second hour with Say Darling from the reissue of Hip Hip Hooray. Originally came out on Page One, the UK, 1968. The reissue was on Repertoire in 2004. Anyway, okay, this next hour will be all B-sides. And I'm going to kick it off with Kitty Wells with the B-side to Searching for Someone Like You. These are the Desperate Hours.
Thank you. Cadillac, boy.
You want your Cadillac.
Woman, can't you hear my heartbeat? Can't you hear my heartbeat? Oh, can't you hear my heartbeat? Just need some of your love, girl. I need
some of your love, girl.
I need
some of your love, girl.
Siegel at New York. Blue Boy and Davy Green had the Deep South right by the numbers.
Numbers?
Blue Boy, how's your luck? Good enough to make a buck.
Blue Boy and Davy Green came to El Dorado in the back of the bus, but they had no plans to stay there. There was 30,000 brothers and sisters in town, just itching to play a number. And these two cats was ready to scratch that itch.
And their operation is already running smoother than anyone else's in the territory, including yours.
Raymond Saint-Jacques is Blue Boy, the black king of the numbers game. Book of Numbers, a Brute production, an AFCO Embassy release. Rated R, it's nasty.
Going man's driving to the wild.
love us and the great big moon above us. Come on, come on, pretty baby, take a chance on love. Could lead us to a big romance. So come on, come on, pretty baby, take a chance on love. Oh, well, I remember the first time I saw you standing there all alone. Say, baby, I made up my mind. I had to have you for my own.
This is Melissa Jean. You're listening to The Desperate Hours on Tufts University Radio WMFO. I really love this show.
Thank you.
Okay. It's 8:23 p.m. and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Okay. Just heard Sandy Posey with the B-side to Born a Woman and Caution to the Wind. Thought that that side was way cleaner. Thought he did a decent job in the home stereo. Clean it off. 1966 on MGM. Before that, Gene McDaniels with the B-side to 100 Pounds of Clay and Come On, Take a Chance. 1961 on Liberty. Before that, Luther Ingram from 1972 on the Coco label. And Putting Game Down, the B-side to If Loving You Was Wrong, I Don't Want to Be Right. Before that, the Soul Survivors did Hey Jip, the B-side to Expressway to Your Heart, 1967 on Crimson. And before that, Kitty Wells, and I'd Rather Be Home. And I'll tell you, the way that this third hour is going, I can't wait to get home. Anyway, we got one more talk break. We're going to put this thing out of its misery at 9. Luke will be coming in to take over till midnight. These are the Desperate Hours.
Of the Percy Trout Hour from Moab, Utah, by way of Lexington, Kentucky. When I'm not listening to my own radio show, I'm digging the Desperate Hours with Alex on WMFO 91.5.
Yeah.
quarter pole and heading down the home stretch of the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Okay. The last time, the Scavengers with Curfew was backing me up. Back on track for December 2019. Just heard Sly and the Family Stone with a B-side to Family Affair and Love and Hate. 1971 on Epic. Before that, Syndicate of Sound with the B-side to Little Girl. The song was called You. Came out in 1966 on Bell. That was it? Wow. Okay. Anyway. I was going by the time, what time I had left. Anyway. Hey, you know, I've been remiss. Tell people what who's been acknowledging the presence of some people. Well, I'm not sure where I left off. But, hey, you know what? Some people get shouted out twice. I mean, what are you going to do, you know? Anyway, this third hour has been a train wreck. But there we go. Let's see where I might have left off. Oh, yes, Melissa Jean, who introduced the Sandy Posey number. She's listening to the family down, I believe, in Pennsylvania. Chuck U, who does double duty here at MFO and at MBR. Mike Newman, who's showing Mike on the mic, is on Saturday mornings from 7 to 10. Tommy out in Stockholm, middle of the night, Schmel Herbie. Lee Limerick down in Morgantown, West Virginia. And Donna Murray, another great supporter of the show. And a couple of people who may be here. Rod, Mike, Linda Jean, Meg, and Jennifer. And I don't know, they said they were interested. Maybe they're here, maybe they're not. And there's probably a whole bunch of other people. Well, no, there's a whole bunch of people. I don't know. I'm realistic. Anyway. Next week will be the first show of the new year, and it will be more B-sides. I should be better prepared. Well, actually, I was pretty well prepared. So I've got to log in as a substitute in this new, this updated version of Spinatron. And speaking of which, if you want to relive the horror, just go to the Desperate Hours and WMFO website. I mean, Facebook page. It's bedtime. And just so you can find the both the archive and the playlist. And just you can listen to it all you want once you click on the pick, as they say. The website is back up. And also, if you're on Facebook, and admit it, you are, like the Desperate Hours on WMFO Facebook page. Anyway, let's bring this old girl home. He's out of Desperate Hours.
Of an angel. love in your eyes. Now I know only too well that it's just a disguise. You walk, you talk, you act like a woman. You look like a woman should be. You move, you groove, you love like a woman. You feel like a woman to me.
This is Scott Gorky from Salem State Radio. I owe my current radio existence to the guy who trained me there, Alex of the Desperate Hours.
I need something that'll keep me awake, alert, and reckless all night long.
Thursday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. on WMFO.
It's not as stable. You don't know what to expect.
It's fun for most of your family, even that weird uncle you lock in your attic.
This is Doc Williams. Thousands have learned to play the guitar by ear from my simplified by-ear guitar instruction course without knowing a note of music. So can you. I know you can learn if you'll only try. Play the guitar a little every day. Every time you see your guitar, pick it up and play a few chords, if only for a minute. In this way, you will develop calluses on your fingers, and also you'll get your fingers used to the proper positions for each chord. Also, as your fingers callus and strengthen, you'll hold your chords down tighter, making them sound clean and clear. Another important thing, is your guitar neck or fingerboard straight, or is it warped, thus making your guitar hard to finger? Now, to check your guitar fingerboard, look down the fingerboard like a rifle barrel from the tuning end. It should be straight. If it is not, you may need to buy a new guitar.
As usual.
Who cares if I'm broke? I like to take you to a high class place and have an extra 20 bucks in case. But oh gee, for me, I'm broke. We could go riding in a flashy car, but with the Dover gas we can't go far. It's unfair.
It's clear to me, though I know who.
I'm broke. Though I'm no dude, who gives a hoot if I'm broke?
8:57 p.m. and they're playing that song. You know what that means. These were the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Mandatory listening for douchebags everywhere. Rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk and pop, truck from the has-been, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never worse from the 50s to the present day. My name is Alex, and I serve up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill outs each and every Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. This week happened to be 6 to 9, as it's the traditional year-end show. Anyway, let me tell you what I just played in this last set. You just heard the Telstars. Last two songs weren't B-sides. Telstars and Line and Track. Track released on the Tiner label in Denmark in 1965. I got off the compilation True Love Is Gone Forever. More Copenhagen Beat came out in 2001 on Hit and Beat. For that, Sounds Unlimited did Why Didn't She Believe Me. That was actually a major label release on ABC in 1966. I got off the compilation Grains of Time, came out in 2003 on Making Waves. For that, it was all B-sides. Frankie Avalon with Unbroke, the B-side to Venus, 1959 on Chancellor. Joey Checker, Good Good Lovin', the B-side to Dance the Mess Around. And that was 1961 on Parkway. For that, The Ventures with the B-side, To Walk Don't Run, and that was Home, 1960 on Dalton, and Aaron Neville. Before that, Why Worry, the B-side to Tell It Like It Is, 1966 on Power Low. And then the Trogs kicked it off with Feels Like a Woman, and that was I cheated on that one. That was a bonus track on the Hip Hooray CD, and that was a B-side to Everything's Funny, originally released on the Pi label in the UK. Anyway, my name is Alex. As always, a pleasure is mine. Take care. I'll be talking to you next Thursday.